What will the traffic intersections of tomorrow look like? Thanks to a federal grant, the answer could come someday from here in Chattanooga, from the MLK Smart Corridor downtown, and researchers at our own campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Reed Ballou is marketing manager for UTC's Center for Urban Informatics and Progress. Reed, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Happy to be here, Ray.
Tell us more about this project to create a new model for traffic intersections and reducing emissions.
Yeah. So the Department of Energy has granted us here at UTC, along with our teammates at the University of Pittsburgh, Georgia Tech, Oak Ridge National Laboratory, and then the city of Chattanooga, a $1.89 million grant. And that money is going to what you mentioned, a new model of intersections that essentially aim to reduce the amount of carbon emissions that are the byproduct of cars waiting on red lights. We pull up to an intersection and it's red. We're sitting there, but our car is not turned off. And the Department of Energy itself has estimated that about 30 million tons of CO2 are expelled into the air just from idling vehicles alone every year. We think that's a good place to start tackling a reduction in those harmful emissions. We know that electric vehicles are on the way, but until they're the standard vehicle that everyone drives, we need to work with what we have right now. And that seems to be reducing emissions.
And this project is going to leverage the MLK Smart Corridor. What makes that Smart Corridor so conducive for a project such as this?
A couple things. Firstly, it already sets a basis for smart city research being done in our city of Chattanooga. So we've worked a lot with the city. They've used our test bed, the Smart Corridor, a good bit. So just the fact that it exists at all gives us a starting point where this research will not be a new idea. We're already doing some research like it here. And secondly, it's outfitted with all of these cameras and sensors that let researchers, it's a sandbox for researchers. They can take this data that they have and they can apply it in different ways, run it through different models to identify patterns and trends. And so with that already existing here, it sort of just lays the groundwork for applied research being done in Chattanooga, which lets a new type of research being introduced much smoother process.
Tell us more about the artificial intelligence or AI piece of this.
The idea behind this model for an intersection is that whenever you pull up to the intersection, the intersection would actually do the driving for you. It would guide your car through the intersection. It would guide other cars through the intersection. And of course, to do that, it must be utilizing artificial intelligence. And so these vehicles at scale, these vehicles would have onboard units or they'd be connected to the infrastructure in some way that would allow the car in the intersection to speak. And so whenever you get within a certain set distance of that intersection, it would be hands-off for the driver. The intersection would do all of the traffic flow management.
And this is the kind of enhancement to reduce the inefficiency in traffic signals as we know them today. One national report card about the state of those traffic signals across the country, not just here in Chattanooga, the grade for that was D+.
Yeah, not our best work, certainly. We think right now inefficient traffic signals contribute about 295 million hours of traffic delay. And there's somewhere between 5 and 10% of all traffic delays are just from intersections. Here in the U.S. and, you know, a lot of the Western world, we're very beholden to stoplights as the go-to de facto way to manage traffic at intersections. But they may be intimidating to us right now because we didn't grow up with them, but we know that other types of intersections are better at facilitating traffic flows. We know that roundabouts facilitate traffic flows at a much smoother, faster rate with fewer accidents. And so there's already a body of research that says that there are other models of intersections that facilitate traffic flow much better. And so the one that we're seeking to implement and test here in Chattanooga is entirely novel, and it would be one of the first of its kind.
Being one of the first of its kind, relying on artificial intelligence, you also have to make room for emergency vehicles, for transit signal priority, for pedestrian safety.
Right. You know, the good thing about if this proof of concept goes forward and an intersection like this were to be implemented at a city scale, you know, citywide artificial intelligence guided intersections, What we could then unlock is something like a first responder leaves the EMT station, and immediately whenever they set the destination into their GPS, that vehicle is communicating to the intersection where it's going. Therefore, all of the intersections along the way can block off traffic in all directions and give that first responder a total row of green lights all the way to their destination, which could save lives. It cuts off time for responses. And we know that a faster response time correlates with better outcomes for first responders.
Depending on how far this project goes, how much will cars, as we've known them, have to change yet again in order for the cars to talk to the systems and the systems to talk to the cars, and everything keeps running smoothly, safely?
The folks that look at smart city research and urban planning, there's a huge portion of their research efforts are focused on autonomous vehicles and connected vehicles. Vehicles will have to change in the future, whether it's because of rapid urbanization, where people are flocking to cities and moving away from rural areas, or climate change, or the combination of both. The way that we handle vehicles will have to fundamentally change. Now, the question is then, what's the timeline for that? And it's projects like this that will kind of give us a better answer to how fast that change can happen.
And where can people go online to follow this project and everything that you do there at the center?
So they can go to utc.edu/CUIP.
All right. Reed, thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you, Ray.